StormLakeRadio.com, Chris Bachman, joined by Buena Vista University baseball coach Steve Eadie here on Thursday, April 20th, as his team is on the eve of a three-game series with the Wartburg Knights. And coach, first of all, BVU, Wartburg, Dubuque, three-way tie atop the league race at 9-3. Nice start to this April for you and your guys.
Yeah, it has. We've kind of had a tough road here so far. I mean, we played our first 21 games on the road and came out of it pretty good with, beating Luther 2 out of 3, who was predicted to finish second in the league, and then a Dubuque team that's they have 12 seniors, and we figured out a way to get two out of three from those guys. So I felt coming out of those two series at 4-2, I thought we were going to be in pretty good shape, and we've played pretty good baseball since then.
Yeah, that Dubuque series, I mean, some good baseball, too. You win 4-3, you win 5-1, a 6-1 loss. That was a good three game set there.
Yeah, they have a lot of variety of arms, some experienced starting pitching that we've seen over the years. And then they've added some good bullpen guys, too. So, yeah, that was a really good series for us. And, they've held it together pretty good, too, being 9-3. And they've only lost one game since.
Okay, Wartburg, three games. You have three with Loris, three with Simpson, three with Coe. So let's play a little game right now. Earlier this week on my local sportscast, I said, you can tell me understatement or overstatement that this three-game series with Wartburg, I said, is pivotal. Would that be an understatement or overstatement?
That would be an overstatement. I think it is important, but I think, everybody in our league's pretty good right now. Simpson might be just a little bit down, but, I think Wartburg's similar to us. They're similar to Central. They're similar to Dubuque. They're similar to Luther. So, the series could go either way. It's going to feature some good starting pitching. I think two defenses that are pretty good, and honestly, I think we're very similar teams. So while it's important, I don't think it seals the deal for anything if we play well, and I don't think it eliminates us if we play poorly. We just need to go over there and enjoy where we're at and have a great time with it and, just figure out a way to try to beat those guys.
Yeah, where you're at is tied for first place at the midway mark. I mean, you've played 12 conference games. You have 12 remaining. Steve, talk about the young arms. I know we've texted back and forth, but yeah, I know you're pretty pleased with what's been going on the mound.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with Jacob Hadaway on Friday night. I mean, he gets us off to a good start most weekends. And Jake Lewis, our senior number two pitcher, has just had a great year. He's 6-1 with a 1.54 ERA. I mean, that's something that we challenged him. I said, you're probably not going to be our number one, but you need to be the league's best number two, and he's kind of been that way. So those guys get us off to good starts so that we don't have to use our bullpen a whole lot. But the young guys coming out of the pen have done a great job. Gage Smart is a freshman from Indianola. He's a left-hander that his ball moves everywhere, and he's really he's not polished by any means, but he's tough to hit, and he's done a fantastic job. His ERA is below 2. Andy Bowers, a guy from Ankeny who's a sophomore. He pitched all of JV last year, never traveled a bit for us. He's given us 17 good innings with 2.7 ERA. And, guys like Egan Bondi have given us good innings. Tate Holmes has given us good innings. So, with 3 9-inning games and then we turn around on Tuesday and play 18 more innings, those guys are valuable for us, and they've done a great job.
Hey, speaking of valuable, you had a couple of kids from Carroll, Iowa, really have good games at the plate here most recently, and Colby Hilgenberg and then Peyton Renning.
Yeah, Colby, I'm so happy for him. He's a senior who's been stuck behind some pretty good outfielders here, and he's been our best player, and I think he's been battling a leg injury, so he's only really a fraction of what he could be. But, I'm so happy for him. He got a walk-off homer against Carlton. He's come up with big hits for us, and he pretty much sets the tone for us offensively. And then Peyton Renning's going to be a really, really good player. He played JV all of last year. Really good athlete, very similar to Neil Marshall as far as his speed, his frame, and he's had a great year. He's hitting over 300. Came up with a big triple to tie the game in the 9th inning against Central, and it's been fun. Those two guys give us pretty good defense out there as well in the outfield. So, yeah, it's good to have the local guys, and even though they didn't go to the same high school, it's just fun to to have those guys be local guys and be such a big factor for us.
Big time. Want to give a shout-out here for Tanner Hoops. He'll have the play-by-play coverage from Waverly tomorrow, Friday the 21st, and both games on Saturday on 97.5 KBVU The Edge, as well as the website. Back home Tuesday, April 25th, Loris. And then home all week, you have Simpson on the 28th and 29th. So Beaver fans have the opportunity to take in some home games before May arrives. And Steve, I want to jump ahead to something that was announced on Tuesday now for, what, almost 20 years, the World Series that you were part of once with Beaver Baseball in Appleton, Wisconsin, is now me being moved to Cedar Rapids here by, what, 2019?
Yeah, that's right. You know, our conference commissioner has been the leading speaker on that and working together with the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the people that run Veterans Memorial Stadium have put together a pretty good bid. And I think the Cedar Rapids area has done a good job with previous championships. So I think it was a really good move for us. And just to keep that thing a little bit more local and keep it in the Midwest, I think it'll be a good thing for our conference, no question. And I'm looking forward to helping out however I can, because it's just a tremendous experience, and the city is such a big part of doing it right and creating memories for the people that qualify for it. If we ever get a chance to make it into the World Series again, it'll give us some familiarity as well, because we play our conference tournament there. So that's a pretty cool deal too.
Absolutely. Steve, best of luck over in Waverly this weekend. Go get them.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Steve Eady, BV baseball coach, joining us here online at stormlakeradio.com.